Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Diary of an Overly Optimistic Millennial podcast. My name is CJ, and I want to talk about the holidays because I was really dreading the holidays. Between the stress of buying a house, my brother-in-law passing away, I really thought that this year was going to be kind of just forget that it happened. Let's try again next year. I wasn't sure how the holidays were going to be, so I was really dreading it. But something happened on Thanksgiving that really just kind of made me feel, no, the magic is still there. I talked about how my optimism, the reason I call this the Diary of an Overly Optimistic Millennial podcast, that optimism I get from my family. We somehow, in the darkest of times, find ways to stick together. That's what families do. I think every family has that. And so without realizing it, because it's just there, on Thanksgiving, I remember driving home to my parents' house thinking to myself, like, this is going to be really weird. You know, it's the first Thanksgiving without my brother-in-law. It's about a month after he passed. You know, Denise, who's my sister, like, how is she going to be? How are my nieces and nephews going to be? And everyone was remarkably okay. I remember sitting at the Thanksgiving dinner table, looking around at my family and hearing the laughs and the reminiscing of old days. And there was 30 of us in a room, so it was loud, okay? We had like six tables, and it was such a fun day. And the magic of the holidays really started to come back to me. I felt like, it was like, you know, like in Cinderella, where you see the Cinderella turn into the princess. She goes from the rags to the princess. That's kind of what it felt like. Like the holiday magic was sprinkling all over me. And it was just, I don't know. It's I can't really explain the feeling I got, but I knew that everything was going to be okay. Maury, my brother-in-law, was the heart of every family get-together. He was funny. He was always cracking jokes. He always had something witty to say. He was full of all kind of one-liners. And specifically at the holidays, after Christmas, moreover, the day after Christmas, we would always leave and go on vacation. It'd be my mom, my dad, myself, and then my sister and her husband, Maury, and then my niece and my nephews. And we would go to the mountains of North Carolina or Tennessee and just have an amazing week after Christmas with each other. And so knowing that that's not going to happen anymore, at least with Maury, it was really scary to feel like we're going to have to navigate the first holiday, you know, after losing someone. And I really saw the strength of my sister and of my niece and my nephews because they were laughing together, they were honoring him, and then I remember specifically Denise saying after Thanksgiving dinner, she said, well, we got to go home and put up the Christmas tree. I'm tired, I don't want to, but Maury would have done it tonight, so we're going to put up that Christmas tree. And the magic, just, I felt it. Like, I was like, okay, no, like, we're good. We're still able to have that magic. Like, it's there. We just have to, you know, pull it out, and we have to put it up. And so I'm feeling that now, but I was really worried. You know, it's sometimes the first holiday after losing someone super important in your life is really difficult, and it's a challenge, and it still may be. I mean, we're still a couple weeks away from Christmas. I mean, we still could be talking about some pretty rough times up until then. I mean, maybe waking up on Christmas morning, maybe my sister doesn't have a good day. I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, but as of right now, I see the magic. I hear the conversations. I know that it's still there, and it really just, it makes me feel so good to know that this family that I am a part of, that I was so blessed to be born into, is there. We can all be there for each other, and we can talk through situations and have these moments where, you know, we're kind of feeling down, but all of a sudden we're reminded again with just simple interactions with each other that, no, the reason for the holiday season and the reason why it is and why it has always been so amazing isn't because of the gifts or, you know, the superficial. It's about just being together and enjoying the time with one another.